You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
South Africa is for everyone who resides in it, but in the past, the beautiful King's Beach, along with many others, was restricted to black people. 37 years ago, Alan Hendrickson, while serving as an MP in the Tricameral Parliament, challenged the apartheid legislation and went swimming. He was accompanied by a few courageous individuals and spoke to the assembled media before going for a dip.
We're prevented from using the facilities, in the dining facilities and out in the assembly. Okay? And after the protest, it was open. So fine, let's hope that not only the protest, but the exercise of the right will help people to understand that we are human beings and that we have the right to stop where we want to just.
What did you come with? He was the worker statement about the act of happiness.
The separate amenities act will just have to ban.
A year prior, Peter Hendrickson, the son of Alan, who also defied apartheid laws by doing the same thing.
All God beaches for all God people, and that was essentially it. And remember, the then government of P.W. Botha had said that they are trying to bring about change in the country. And this was a test, and unfortunately they failed that test. The then mayor of Port Elizabeth, as it was then known, Winifie said he will make sure that he votes against the opening of beaches in Port Elizabeth. And, you know, when you go to the beach today and you see the kids and the adults, black, brown, white, all having fun, frolicking in the waves, nobody has problems. And then once again, you realize the absurdity of it all.
There were consequences for Alan Hendrickson after his act of defiances. P.W. Botha made him apologize publicly to satisfy the apartheid government. Kusta Jack is another struggle steward from Nelson Mandela Bay. He says the forced apology did not weaken the mass democratic movement and their cause.
And to tell you the truth, where I'm standing, I know for a fact that we did get freedom that was sufficient to fulfill all the dreams that we had. There was nothing short in it. Of course, today I can't say that because we've thrown all that away by being populist, by allowing the mediocrity to strike, and as a result now, we're in the position where I say I find myself where I'm really, really scared about the future. Those, funny enough, who led the struggle are in the forefront of the destruction of that freedom that we all obtained. All together, we were all together in obtaining it. But in the destruction, it was destroyed by one group of people.
Historian Belinda Brown says the segregation law ripped many communities apart, especially the forced removals.
It is thereafter, when the segregation came into place, that everything had changed. There was definitely a change in ethnic growth as well. People had the freedom of coming from different provinces. After colonializations and colonization, there was no boundaries. People came from different parts of Africa to settle in places, even right here. And it gave them that sense of the belonging that they had was taken away. They came here with certain visions of economic growth, businesses, Chinese people, Asian people, people from the East that came to stay. But when this thing happened, it made changes because they had to go according to certain acts and laws, and thus actually making the decision for them to go back to where they came from.
Today, the Reservation of Separate Amenities Act lives in the memory of affected South Africans and their history books. Bathers at the infamous King's Beach are happy that the dark days of segregation are gone.
We are very happy to be here now. That was a very dark time for us. Having to enjoy this freedom is priceless for us because we are now here, so it's very nice that those days are gone.
I feel very happy for our freedom since the 1994 when we got our independence. So we thank Tatu Madiba, who is the one who liberated us from apartheid.
Alan Hendrickson passed away due to a heart attack in 2005 at the Port Elizabeth Airport after retiring from politics in 1999.
That was our colleague Ntombozuko Balintulo, who filed that report in Gqeberha in the Eastern Cape. And please stay tuned to SABC News Current Affairs programs as we highlight some of the people and events that laid the groundwork for a democratic South Africa. And what a walk down memory lane that one was. Like, I could still see those images. They were everywhere. And of course, Reverend Alan Hendrikse, Eerwaarde Alan Hendrikse, he passed away and quite suddenly in 2005 of a heart attack at the age of 77. So let us know what your thoughts are on these moments, these walks down memory lane.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.